Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Kathy Lamberti, she's the founder and CEO of Smart Fit Inc., with brain health strategies and solutions, both physically and mentally, for various populations. She'll be joining me along with returning Esther Gutierrez Sloan. She is the founder and president of South Aerobics and a National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate. Then the sports doctor's in with some Bob Guider wisdom, your emails. Kathy Lamberti, welcome to the sports doctor. Kathy, do I have you?
Yes, I'm here. Do you have me?
Great. Yes. Kathy, give us some background on yourself and Smart Fit.
Well, sure. I've lived in the United States for about 30 years, but prior to that, I think was the groundwork of the creation of the Smart Fit product, because I'm African born, grew up in Africa, became a school teacher, and during my teaching there with classes of 50 kids, I kind of started to wonder, why do we sit down all day? These kids were born to run in the fields and just be fully active, and here we bring them into a school and we sit them down all day. That got me going, and many years later, I joined IBM for a number of years and learned technology. And then when I sold my company well in Australia, long story short, I landed up in the United States with a desire to create something that would address inactivity. So I started working on that 30 years ago. And as I immersed myself in it, I met Billie Jean King, who loved what I was doing and encouraged me to do what I was doing. And today we have a technology that's focused on giving us at any level what we need to keep our brains and our bodies engaged in the same way that we evolved over the last 200,000 years.
You know, what's interesting, Kathy, again, is that by the way, Billie Jean King, you know, just the French Open, there was Yannick Noah, my old patient, giving the trophy to Novak Djokovic. Billie Jean, one of the champions in so many areas of
and my mentor,
sports.
What a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Yes, tremendous example. Going back to the great against Bobby Riggs, you know, she turned the world upside down. The ability to combine both the physical as well as the mental demands of these different populations, whether it's the senior citizen population needing again paying attention to these things, or it's what started you as a teacher with young kids. I've spent 40 years on the sports doctor arguing with the school world, you know, to keep gym class and to keep, you know, physical activity, added. So the, you've been able to come up with programs involving hand-eye coordination, balance, stability. I knew you were going to be a great guest for the sports, Dr. Kathy.
You know, it started with Billie Jean King and the tennis court. I created a product that would train and prepare tennis players for a match. Like, how do we sharpen their mental and physical motor capabilities before they go on the court? And Billie Jean King loved it. And she said, but Kathy, you need to take this mainstream. We've got children, couch potatoes, playing computer games.
Wonderful.
And
I can't wait till you get Billie Jean. Tell Billie Jean I put Tracy Austin and John McEnroe in orthotic. Tell her I'd love to have her as a guest sometime in the future. I would throw in Kathy. But again, you know, the balance and coordination. One of the biggest topics today in the world of seniors is falling prevention. And the importance of all, you know, balance and stability and all of these types of challenges, you know, that we would see, as well as, again, the whole mental health side has become the biggest topic in the world, hasn't it?
Exactly right. We're getting customers in the mental health field, but our biggest customer base is now coming from the retirement community, memory care facilities. We're actually testing the product in 50 memory care facilities. We now have early signs that SmartFit training, which is training the brain and the body at the same time, that if you think about it, everything we do is with our brains, right? You think you want to do something, no matter what age you are, I want to do this, I want a cup of tea, I want to drive this, I want to brush my teeth. All of that is a decision first, and then the body follows. Well, the way that works in the brain is the frontal cortex of the brain is like a conductor of the orchestra. And the rest of the orchestra, which is the rest of the brain and the body, is waiting to be commanded to do something. So if you do something passively, it's not going to work as effectively.
Well, the idea also, Kathy, the idea that you're so proactive and this is preventative, paying attention, you know, on the sports doctor, the topic involving, we call it the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their coach, whether you're their grandparents. The idea, whether someone's trying to stick with their exercise program, whether they're trying to be able to lose weight, all of these challenges, let alone the Alzheimer's and the dementia challenges, and to stimulate the body and the brain simultaneously, you know, you mentioned neuro rehab and neuromotor training, great, great label. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, we're behind. But if you go over to radio shows, you go back years, international guests, national, local guests, all sorts of different topics. We have thousands of followers, lots of activity. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, I can't tell you how many guests I get from not only LinkedIn, but crazy Twitter. Lots of great sports medicine information at Sports Doc Radio. We're talking all of these mixture of skills in so many different areas with the founder and CEO, Kathy Lamberti. You know, Kathy, your background as a teacher, I think, and working with youngsters, you know, it puts you on both ends of the equation, you know, again, with the attention tremendously to these senior facilities. You know, now the old days when nursing homes meant a year or two of living, now people are in assisted living for 5-10 years. It's a whole different story, isn't it?
Think about the fact that for the last 15 years, 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day. What are we going to do in 15 years' time when they all need care? If we don't do preventative now, we all need to be looking at engaging our brains and our bodies. Retirement shouldn't be sitting back and watching TV. It should be redirecting your energy to stay engaged in life and the world with your body and your brain. That is
the
key.
Get them back on the pickleball court. You know what I mean? Get them, get them ready. And again, Mike, a quick key from the sports doctor, which is, are you in the best shoe for you? Thought I would throw that in. Kathy, what is the best website or people could find out about SmartFit and all of its programs?
SmartFitInc.com. It's SmartFit. We keep you smart and fit. Inc.com.
Now, there's something also I find very exciting. You have this SmartFit OS, these individual programs. Again, whether it's a youngster who's playing sports, we want to try to put him on something to keep him out of trouble with overuse injuries, or whether it's a very serious team or athletic individuals, you're looking to be able to, again, or a senior, come up with an individual program?
Yes. Even the military, we're training the military. We train tactical performers because it's all about thinking efficiently while you're moving.
I like that, thinking efficiently, especially while you're balancing. I'll throw you on a mini tram or the sand dune stepper or tilt boards while you're doing, you know, I had race car drivers 10 years ago. They came in from North Carolina and they were talking about their training program, you know, doing 200 miles an hour with a car 1 inch off the side and behind you, the kind of mental skills as well as physical in order to be able to train. So again, in the area of sports performance, I find this kind of attention with SmartFit really, really exciting.
So what Billie Jean King said to me when she saw my first prototype, she looked at me and she said, "You've created the in the now training." I said, "What does that mean?" She said, "It's the zone. It's the flow where time slows down when you're fully focused and present." And she said, "And that's what the athlete wants." And she said, "Your product can help the athlete get into the flow or the zone quicker." And that's what you want.
You know, it's a big deal. And again, you know, the two things in sports medicine that everybody cares about, whatever their level, the main one is, can I prevent trouble? Can I stay out of injuries? You know, the reason I co-authored the book, Kathy, #ASportsParents, was there's a epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports. There's so much overdoing and overscheduling, et cetera, et cetera. And again, we want to be able to stay out of trouble when we're talking again with the senior population, where people, you know, they want to live longer, they want to prevent problems. And for the certain percentage who are very interested, like the military, you want to be able to enhance performance. You want to be able to enhance the fast thinking that's required in any of these, whether you're a policeman, a fireman. And it would be great if schools, again, learning early, would be able to tap into some of these things. That's always a challenge, isn't it?
Well, we've created programming that really works because we've added into the systems, we've added academic content. So children who can't learn when they're sitting down, give them a ball, play against the system while you learn your step counting and your spelling words of the week, or do equations. Why do you have to be sitting down when you do these things?
That is a fantastic point, Kathy. That just those couple of sentences is, again, which is including some learning mentally while you're doing something else physically, is a terrific idea at an endless kind of level, you know, with learning these kinds of skills. And, you know, I use three words all the time with all these great topics on the Sports Doctor, Kathy. And the three words are awareness, what we're talking about, education, again, what we're talking about, and positive action. So, yes. Again, the idea that you could train these systems and that it can make such a difference is one of the biggest challenges, is getting that awareness level up. This is why we're doing the radio show, Kath.
Thank you. Yeah, I've dedicated my whole career to this. And to me, there's nothing more important than helping people in a modern way to maintain the skills that we evolved with over 200,000 years. You decide to do something, you engage your body, you go for it. And then we have machines today that do all of that for us. And that's going to have a negative effect on our DNA, and we'll see more and more neurological diseases in children and adults.
Again, good luck to us with the whole social media. There's a lot of great stuff, but it's just such a challenge, whether it's our adolescents and our children, again, or seniors. There's so much tremendous overload. And again, it's such a big part of the new medicine, Kathy. The term, you know, eat smarter, number one, keep moving, number two, and reduce stress. And the areas of helping to reduce stress by training some of these systems is another area that seems to be such a great addition.
Right. You see, the systems are gamified. So everything is a game. Everything is fun. And that triggers the endocrine system, all the happy hormones, serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine. These things help you to stay happy. Inactivity makes you depressed. So we've got to move.
Yes. You know, Kathy, I knew we were going to fly through the time. I want you to please give me the website again. People could find out all about you and your program.
SmartFitInc.com.
SmartFitInc.com. Kathy Lamberti, we're going to definitely have you back. So an array of topics. So thank you so much for joining me. And hold on, everybody, will be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sport. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back Esther Gutierrez Sloan. Esther is the founder and president of South Aerobics. She is a National Fitness Hall of Fame teammate. She was inducted in 2010. She introduced me when I was inducted. Esther, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and greetings to all your audience. It's a joy and it's a privilege to be able to spend some time with all of you.
Yes, Esther, give us some quickie background on you and South Aerobics.
You know, I've been sitting here pondering about how quickly life goes, and
I hear you.
A quick timeline. In 1988, when I was transitioning from being a stay-at-home mom after being a corporate professional, and what to do with my life, and the idea of using our Latin American music with the actual dance steps that go with the music as a form of aerobic conditioning came to me. And what I saw was halftime that one of the football games with Latin music and people dancing on the stands. And fast forward that, and it wasn't that many years ago, that Shakira from Colombia and Jennifer Lopez from New York of Puerto Rican descent did that. They graced the Super Bowl with their dance, along with a dance company from Cali, Colombia, which is the city that I come from, called Swing Latino. So that idea, that dream, that whatever we want to call it, that came to me in 1988 actually came to be many, many years later. And the idea that we need to be fully aware and intrinsically related with whatever movement we do, which is a lot of what our dear friend Bob Gaida and my mentor.
Yes, that's why we've been together for decades, Esther. Yes. Whether you were dealing with dancing and what it took physically in order to stay out of trouble and not get injured, as well as really enhance performance, which was what our, you know, long, long time, the late, great Bob Gaida's whole point was, which is bigger, faster, stronger, better balance, all sorts of, he became a mentor for both of us when it came into safety of sports. And of course, dancing is one of the most physical of all sports, isn't it?
Correct.
No kidding.
Yes. And, you know, the aspect of dance is usually we are stereotyped. You know, I say to somebody, well, let's dance. And they say, I don't know how or I can't. And my answer to that is when we walk, we're in a way dancing. Walking is rhythmic in nature. And if we look at it from that approach, anyone can dance because footwork is just a combination of different steps. It's not a big deal. And having met Bob early on in the salsa aerobics part of the career development, while he was coming up with his second release of the Total Body Training Systems book, and being one of the people that was part of his research team, we were like the guinea pigs, where he was coming up with the new ideas to do the update on the book. And I was lucky enough to be one of those team members that was used as a lab rat, if you will. So we used to dance on the excellent.
Yes, of course, Gaida had such regard. I met him in the late 70s. He had such regard for the role of the foot in sports. And that's why we got married all those
there
years ago, was that whole philosophy. He didn't care what the sport was, what the level was. He wanted to strengthen and train those feet. He wanted to pay big attention to balance. And he, who knows how many different things he invented in one regard or another. He would have some of your dancers, you know, balancing on the mini tram while they were doing their dance moves or on the balance board. We want to talk more about that. We're talking with Esther Gutierrez Sloan, 2010 inductee in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, the creator of the very, very popular salsa aerobics. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports.
Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild. We've got Esther Gutierrez Sloan, South Aerobics, jumping into this last segment. Esther, you got a little sample of some music for us?
Yes, I do. Actually, if anybody has an Alexa or a Google, you can also do it. I love this new technology because I can say, Alexa, play Colombian salsa. And what it'll do, and hopefully it'll do it. Alexa, play Colombian salsa.
All right, hit it.
No tengo canciones de salsa en Colombian, pero puedo reproducir las canciones más escuchadas en muchas otras ciudades.
Okay, now he's giving me a hard time with this.
¿Puedes pedirme las canciones?
That's why live radio is always fun.
I know. So anyway.
Yes.
So we do salsa music.
Let me ask you a question as to the fact again of the aerobic community and the fact of dancing and all of the different attributes that it adds health-wise, all of those factors. How have you seen the medical community and their feedback, physical therapy community, in all these years to the benefits of the whole South Aerobics world?
I think that what we're looking at is the fact that the movement to music that really gets the people engaged emotionally and mentally is more holistic in nature because we can get involved more with the music and with the movement. So if you play a cha-cha-cha from Celia Cruz or you play a salsa from Marc Anthony, there is a level of emotional involvement that takes you out of your zone of checking out and doing exercises without really being present to what you're doing. So music is a very integral part to how we self-express in addition to exercising the body.
Yes, and I think, again, in the mental health side of things, where we all have been so challenged, we're still so challenged. Health is the biggest topic in the world. Then, again, the fact that we pay attention to the great value, there's music therapy. There's art therapy, where, again, we're looking at that whole mental side of things. And, again, we know some of the best athletes we've ever seen over the years are dancers.
Yes, they are. And,
big time.
I've had the opportunity to work with specific areas in the medical field, people that are doing drug rehab programs, people that have special needs in summer camps where it's special needs people, schools that deal with people, young kids that have been psychologically traumatized. And I have the gift of being able to give them an opportunity to get out of those places where they are at physically and mentally and express themselves because the music calls to them.
I'd love to see that added to my friend Teresa Power, who is with International Kids Yoga Day, all these countries, hundreds of thousands of kids participating, you know, in the yoga exercise, but again, physically and mentally. And then, hey, let's do a little bit of salsa aerobics along with it. It would be a great addition.
There you go. And the one thing, and this goes back to our dear friend and mentor, Bob, is posture is everything. We cannot live in a world the way we are living in a world where we're not aware of, are we sitting properly? Are we walking properly? Are we standing properly?
Every athlete in whatever the sport was, whatever their level, who worked with Guida, always ended up an inch or two taller eventually.
Yes.
Again, because of that.
Yes.
Tremendous. He was talking about the core before medicine knew how to spell it, the word.
Exactly.
But that whole idea of, again, of posture being, again, so important. Of course, in dance and ballet, figure skating, we see there's such attention many times to that. And when we see, you know, that the world is challenged with senior citizens with fall prevention, and we have so many of these low back and postural problems,
yes,
then it pays attention to it makes a lot of sense to pay a big attention. And you've been involved with the physical therapy side of all of this for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yes, since the early 90s. And this is all thanks to Bob. So to be able to incorporate all these physical therapy aspects of movement to a rhythmic movement, it's a gem of an experience for people. And it is something that you just don't do with the music. It's something, the posture that Bob always talked about is you
what's
be
the best
that
website?
Always.
Esther, what's the best website to find out all about the South Aerobics?
Southaerobics.com, www.southaerobics.com.
Okay. And they could find out all sorts of information between the different programs. You know, the aerobic dance, all the health clubs, the park districts, you know, they have attention to different kinds of programs. I would imagine that South Aerobics fits right in with some of these different dance techniques that are taught in some of the different health clubs, Esther?
Exactly. It is, you know, their variations. The wonderful thing about something like this is whether we call it South Aerobics or anything else, the awareness that we brought back in 1989 when we created the concept has been taken and it has spread again with different names, but it's out there. The conversation is out there.
It's hard to find a bigger name than Jennifer Lopez. I'll tell you that.
There you go,
Esther. Right?
So
huge star. That's fantastic to see. Maybe next time around they'll have you out there in the Super Bowl. I knew the time would fly by, Esther. Quickly,
it's
again, the
a
website.
Pleasure.
For information,
www.southaerobics.com would be the website.
Great. So much great information. So great to have you back. Esther, who helped introduce me, National Fitness Hall of Fame, South Aerobics. Esther, hold on. Thank you so much. We'll be right
back.
Thank
you very much.
Sports
Doc. I look forward to being on the show again.
Great. Hold on.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk. for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide.
School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I think we're back, live from Chicago. Hey, the Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming guests. We also add a little Bob Guide of Wisdom. We just were talking about him with Esther and answer a few emails. Next week, Heather Davis, a nutritionist, will be joining us from NutriSense, a group that pays big attention to glucose monitoring and other types of monitoring for health enhancement. And then Chris Janklowski, he's a guy with a tremendous story of real medical challenges and difficulties and doing what it takes in order to be able to become so successful in business helping others. Following week, we're going to have the return of Greg Justice. He's the second person who introduced me for the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's the co-author of the book Pride and Discipline, the whole story with Elaine LaLanne of Jack LaLanne. And then Forbes Riley. Forbes is responsible for over $2 billion worth of infomercial products. She's just a dynamic lady. She introduced her piece of exercise equipment, the Spin Gym. Gosh, years ago on the Sports Doctor, Bob Guida paid big attention to falling training, getting the body ready to know how to fall, regardless of the sport, to try to reduce injury, and as well as coming down from jumping. Think again, volleyball, basketball, other sports where we're coming down and being able to strengthen and train. Heck, we had a room in Sports Performance and Rehab Institute, where the whole room was a foot and a half cut down with a mat, the train jump training coming down. Very, very important in all aspects of that. Another gem from the late, great Bob Guida. some emails. Ted said, you know, you mentioned Yannick Noah. I suppose, yes. You know, the French Open, the fantastic final, Novak Djokovic winning his record-setting 23rd Grand Slam and presenting him with the trophy, the 1983 French Open champion, the great Yannick Noah, him a music star. Yannick came to train with us, with Bob Guida, gosh, in the 80s. He put orthotics in his shoes. I was thrilled to see him. Of course, his son Joachim played for the Bulls for many, many years. It just was a great blast from the past to see Yannick all these years later. He was one of the greatest athletes, regardless of sport, that we saw over the years. Terry said, would you please talk about the sand dune stepper? Terry, the sand dune stepper, people go to sand dune stepper on Instagram, is a piece of equipment that mimics being on the sand. And everybody knows for decades we've talked on the sports doctor about training the foot and ankle, instituting what we call instability training. Create instability on the mini tram, on the tilt boards, the BOSU, other pieces of equipment to work those stabilizers, the balance systems, and the ability to simulate being on the beach and work all of those small intrinsic muscles of the feet is what the sand dune stepper is all about. Whether it's in rehabilitation for Parkinson's patients or other kinds of post-injury rehab, brain injuries, or it's for the finest of athletes in all levels, including this kind of balance work. So, and again, on Instagram, you could see a myriad from superstars to grandmas of individuals working with sand dune. It's not an expensive piece of equipment. I think it's under $300. And, I've been involved, and aware of this technology. They were a sponsor on the show a couple of years ago, hoping to get them back. In so many areas again of this unique way to work those particular, muscles, including that. You know, in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, that we talk about with my co-author, Sharky Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyballer, her newest book is called Shark's Den. It's really great stuff. All aspects of living well. but in the book, where we include some parents' perspectives where they share their experiences, bringing up a very special athlete in so many different sports and, recently seeing in the office, Tanya Lysacek, Evan Lysacek's mom, who Evan, of course, the 2010, I brag about him all the time, men's Olympic gold medal figure skater who was under 10 years old when we first put orthotics in his gait. Every visit I saw him over the years, his mom came with him. And, after the Olympics, I had her on the radio. I asked her, how did you know it wasn't your goal? It was his goal. So often, in high performance children, there's that question, who's pushing? Is there over pushing, et cetera? And Tanya said, you know, Dr. Weil, Evan had ice time about 6:30 in the morning and I never had to wake the kid up. There he was in the car with his gloves and hat on. It was such a great answer. I cannot believe we had just celebrated the 13th anniversary of his victory, and we're still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. One of my great, exciting kids. I call her Magic Bella Rose from the East Coast, just being fitted for her third pair of orthotics at 10 years old. Is truly a upcoming superstar, both in freelance as well as solo ice dance. And it's always exciting to see these kids. Part of the book, one of the chapters is called The Prodigy Sport. There's such a challenge with specialization so early with these kids, whether it's tennis, whether it's soccer, gymnastics, figure skating, where I might have a 10, 11-year-old. And this is all they want to do. We can tell them all day, I want you to play other sports. I want you to use different parts of the body, yada, yada, yada. That's great, unless you're in one of the prodigy sports. And then we pay attention to what's important there. Repetitive motion injuries. Think of the young pitcher down south who's playing year-round.
and doesn't stop throwing. All of a sudden, there's elbow and shoulder problems in a 14-year-old, or ankle and knee problems, foot problems with the 10, 11, 12-year-old who's doing 15, 20, 30, 40 double jumps a week. So again, when we want to be able to include the parent's perspective, I had to bring up Tanya. As a matter of fact, the picture of her and Evan, I think holding his gold medal is maybe the first page in the book, with some fancy quote that we included. And again, you know, the idea of hashtag Hey Sports Parents is the fact that there's an epidemic of overuse youth sports injuries, both mentally and physically. Overzealous parents, overzealous coaches, too aggressive schedules, unrealistic demands on these kids. And these are the kinds of challenges that we're looking forward to really paying attention to with the exciting new things we're doing with Baseball Blue Book, company founded in 1909 as a one-stop place for all questions involving the young baseball player. And what's the best schools? What about recruiting? What about all of these kinds of challenges? What about special coaches? All these questions. And we're very excited about adding a sports medicine side of things, having one of my colleagues, the Bulls and White Sox orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Brian Cole, and all the tremendous experience he brings to the world of youth sports when it comes again to trying to do the two things everybody cares about. Number one, can we prevent injuries? Can we prevent problems? Be proactive. And number two, where indicated, can we enhance performance? That's always one of the goals. Bigger, faster, stronger, and being able to stay out of trouble. And getting some perspective of parents, their experiences and challenges is very, very important. We also include in the book feedback from 8 different experts in all areas: nutrition, mental training, coaching, parenting, getting their perspectives on raising a young athlete, and paying attention to some of the physical sides, preventing of injury, shoe criteria, the role of orthotics, the challenges of football and concussions in the area the book called The Sports Doctor is in. And Sharkey, in her Sports Parenting 101 introduction, talks about all the different challenges. You know, Sharkey not only was a young champion who became a USA volleyball player and a beach champion, but also coached for years. And matter of fact, initially was coached by her husband, who became again an author. We had him on a couple of months ago, and we're again talking about all of these challenges of what's the best program for your young child athlete. What are the different things that are so important to look out for? Again, whether it's the Svengali coaches or unrealistic expectations, the more talented your son or daughter, the more the pressures many times mount. And this is why one of the chapters in the book is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we're talking about over-the-counter pain medicines, the ibuprofens, the other medicines, to try to deal with some of these. You know, Dr. Weil, she doesn't take 2 Advil once, twice a day. Her ankles don't stop hurting her. These kinds of examples where we're talking about maybe so much overuse. And we want to be able to pay attention to staying out of trouble. And, you know, Sharkey talks a lot about some of these different levels and challenges. Do you want your young son or daughter to be part of a traveling team, part of a club sport, where these challenges really mount almost exponentially? And again, the challenges with some of these adolescents, regardless of the sports, as well as education for their parents. You know, we talk so much about the three words that we stress on the Sports Doctor, the three topics, almost regardless of what we're talking about, which is awareness, education, and positive action. And these are the things that we want to continue to pay attention to on the Sports Doctor and get some continued feedback. We're answering emails again all the time each week. If you go to drrwildsportsdoctor, spelled out at yahoo.com, drrweil, sportsdoctor at yahoo.com, you can submit a question and we will include you in the mix in some other, particular area. Can't stop stressing again the importance of the areas of nutrition when it comes again to youth sports and having parents educated as well as coaches. One of the contributors on that topic to the book, Katie Davis, RDK Sports Nutrition, is lecturing all the time. We share a lot of her stuff on my different sites, where again she's talking about all aspects of sports nutrition. And she had a great way of explaining what this relevance was when she would talk about fueling, not diet. She would talk about fueling the body paying attention to her time at Michigan State with some of their athletes and some of the different clubs that she works with. The world of sports and a child and adult psychiatry, Dr. Denise McDermott, and her contribution in the book. She talks so much about how important it is for these kids to include exercise mentally as well as physically, and gets into some of the different challenges. When I have her on the show, we talk about, you know, the influence of social media. And even though we're on the radio, I could see her eyes rolling, talking about some of these challenges that we continue to see in the young adolescents. She talks about, and we include again, the topic of bullying. This is a huge challenge in youth sports. And we continue to feature these topics with some of our great guests. So we're going to sign off. Thanks to our friends at BBS Radio. Thanks to our guests, Kathy Laberti, as well as Esther Sloan. And we'll catch you next week, everybody. Thanks. Live radio. It's always an adventure. It's the Sports Doctor.